And from our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Happy Good Friday and Easter weekend, Jackie.
Happy Good Friday and happy Easter weekend to you, Tom, and Sybil and Dominique and everybody. And listen, if you're home this Sunday, you can't make it to church, tune in to NBC. My church is doing an Easter special. It's the Christian Cultural Center, and Dr. A.R. Bernard, my pastor, is preaching. I'll be there, too. I'm making a little cameo, so check that out.
All right, okay. Sister Reed.
All right, well, First Lady Michelle Obama came under fire and some criticism, Tom, after attending the taping of this year's Black Girls Rock Awards show and for proclaiming that, well, Black Girls Rock. And, Tom, I was there for that moment, and as a Black girl who rocks, I have to admit it was a great moment to hear the First Lady say those words. And the show as a whole, it's one of the best, Tom, that I've seen, and honorees include Cicely Tyson, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Ava DuVernay, who we all love. And I'm going inside her story.
It airs this weekend, right?
It airs this weekend on BET Sunday night. Yeah, I'm going inside her story with the woman behind the dynamic Black Girls Rock movement, my good friend Beverly Bond. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well. Let's talk about the First Lady and a bit of this controversy. Now, I don't know about you, but when she said the words out loud, Black Girls Rock, with such conviction, it was such a moment for me. What was your reaction for that?
I mean, it was a very powerful moment, and I can't wait to see how this translates to the world. I think it was a necessity, and she understands that it's a necessity. So it's really surprising that so many people don't understand the importance of why we need to affirm ourselves.
And talk about that, because after hearing about the First Lady's appearance and that she said out loud that Black Girls Rock, there was some criticism from those that were upset about it. And the hashtag White Girls Rock resurfaced again. You know, talk about what do you say to those critics, Bev?
Well, I think that, it's telling to the lack of understanding that they have about our history in media, and the impact that media messages have had on the identity development of Black women and girls. The fact that they don't understand the need for affirming messages for Black girls to affirm our beauty, our power, our value, our strength, our fortitude, is almost like telling us not to teach our kids to read.
Right, right. It's amazing.
It's like, are we not supposed to help empower our kids? Are we not supposed to help empower our women?
Yeah.
You know, and what's really interesting is that, you know, the social media mom that has attacked Mrs. Obama, this isn't the first time she's appeared on Black entertainment television.
Right, right. No,
so
it's not.
There wasn't a big outcry about her ever being on BET, but somehow when we're talking about affirming and empowering messages to women, to Black women, it's a threat. And as a Black woman, affirming not only herself, her daughters,
Who complained?
A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people on social media, Tom.
Yeah.
It was a lot of backlash.
And what people don't recognize is that, you know, when Black girls grow up, all they see, the messages in the magazines and the commercials and the TVs and the movies and the videos, it tells Black girls they're not good enough. You're not good enough to play the leading lady. You're not pretty enough to sell beauty products without altering your natural aesthetic. You're not lovable enough to even be cast as the romantic interest of the men who look like you.
Right, right.
You know,
and those messages are
everywhere. Enough to share diversity of your experiences. So these messages are everywhere, and we have to figure out ways to counter that. And I'm like, you know, I don't pay attention, but obviously I do have to pay somewhat attention because it's so much of a uproar about it. But I think that what I did notice different this year, is that while so many more people have engaged in this conversation, there are so many other white women who have jumped in the conversation as well to say, how dare you? How dare you get mad about our sisters celebrating each other? Like, how dare you?
So I've
seen that too. So that brings in a unity that I'm just very happy about.
But isn't it crazy that in 2015 we're still having this discussion?
It's crazy in 2015 that there needs to be a Black Girls Rock. Yeah. And I think that's the problem that people don't want to admit. They don't want to admit their privilege, or they don't see their privilege.
Right. You know? That's what's incredible to me.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Black Girls Rock and what it's really all about, and that's your leadership conference. It was a leadership camp, but you changed it to a leadership conference. Why did you start this whole project with these young girls that you work with every summer, Bev?
Well, I mean, you know, the Black Girls Rock programs, the mentoring programs I work with, you know, year-round, but we, you know, as we, when we got on TV, we had to figure out ways to expand our programs, and girls reach out to us from all over the world, but I think it's important. It's important for us to jump in and be the village, you know, and also give our girls the tools that they need to succeed, because there's so many messages that don't give our girls the understanding of what it takes, to the importance of work ethic and integrity and discipline and education and, you know, raising your bar and the importance of service, you know, and those are the pillars that we stand by.
What was your impetus, Beverly? What was the moment when you said, we've got to do better, we've got to help our girls appreciate the fact that they rock?
You know, when I started Black Girls Rock, I started this back in 2006, and, you know, certainly there were tons of, you know, as a DJ, I'm constantly exposed to a lot of media messages and music and things that really degrade us sometimes. And, you know, sometimes you're listening, and, you know, for me, I think I was more keyed into a lot of other people about the media messages, and especially being a DJ and, you know, paying attention to the video content and the media messages, and then looking at, you know, the overall, you know, mainstream media and how we were missing in the conversation. And so, you know, I knew that our girls needed something to affirm themselves, and the idea was a T-shirt originally, and when I was creating it, in that same moment, I was like, "Wow, this affirmation is bigger than me making a T-shirt to, you know, for a product for myself. This is actually something that our girls do not hear. Black Girls Rock, and they need to hear it, and they need to see how this works." So I knew that I needed to start the award show. I knew that I needed to start the mentoring programs, you know, and can obviously keep the T-shirts going. But it was all kind of like one big epiphany that this needed to happen. And I saw it. I had the vision for what it would be.
And it's become that. It's become that. And I think, Bev, the thing that I want to make sure people understand is, because it's an award show, in addition to the programs that you do for young girls, people see the award show and they think it's fully funded and that, you know, you have all this money. But you are, there's a serious effort to raise money. How can people support Black Girls Rock monetarily?
They can go on to blackgirlsrock.org and make a donation. Also, you know, they can purchase our products on our website. But, you know, funding is important, and I think that we've got to be more philanthropic in our own communities to try to, you know, Black Girls Rock is the village. We've jumped in and said, you know, there's nobody offering these kinds of programs, or not enough of people. I don't want to say no one, but there's not enough. There's not enough programs like this to help empower our kids, to help develop their leadership skills so that they can become leaders to their own peer group, so that they can become better and contribute to society in a way that takes us all to the next level. So this work is not done
without
support. And
Beverly,
you know,
okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, Beverly, but we're running out of time. No, but, you know, yes, that's the music. Yes. Well, Black Girls Rock airs on BET this Sunday night. And honoring Tom, Jada Pinkett Smith, Ava DuVernay, Cicely Tyson, Erykah Badu, Dr. Helene Gayle, and educator Nadia Lopez. It is a great show. And Sheila E. kicks everything off with Glamorous Life. It's amazing. Bev, thank you.
Yeah.
Great job. We'll see you Sunday night.
Black Girls Rock doesn't mean anyone else doesn't. 646464. Yeah.